Hey, you've got perfect timing. Pizza just got here. Yeah, we were supposed to go out, but I know you've been really stressed at work, and I could tell from your text that today was really, really shitty, so I canceled. What? I knew you'd never say it, but come on. With all the crap you have, last thing you wanted to do tonight was go out to dinner with me and my friends. Honestly? Kind of the last thing I wanted to do tonight, too, so works out. Go change. There you are. So, I ordered us a pizza, and I picked up some of that beer you like that they only sell at the fancy place across town. People there are so weird, I guess you're worth it. We're gonna eat. We're gonna drink, we're gonna cuddle on the couch, and you're gonna get caught up on that show you like with the snow dragons and the fighting and the blood and stuff. No, I don't like that show, but pretty sure you don't like Hallmark movies and you watch them with me all the time. Except A Prince for Christmas, yes. That is a very good one. I'll give you that. And we're watching your show. It's your night. You just have to do what I planned. End of discussion. Your dragons are waiting. Eat your food. Feeling any better? No. That really wasn't convincing at all. But I thought this might happen. Lucky for you, I am an excellent girlfriend, also very modest, and I'm 100% committed to making you feel good tonight. What am I gonna do? Oh, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. First, I'm gonna straddle you, wrap my arms around your neck, and give you a long, deep kiss. Keep your hands down. You sit there and let me take care of you tonight. My hips are rocking as I kiss you. Making my way to that little spot behind your ear that drives you so crazy. Down the side of your neck, lightly grazing your skin with my tongue every few inches. You know what's coming. What's this? We don't need that anymore. Take that off. Continue kissing and licking. Stop at your shoulder and collarbone. Press my lips just an extra moment. Work my way across your chest, side to side. I pull back ever so slightly. And drag my lip across your chest, only barely grazing your nipple as you shudder and your cock hardens between my legs. You're wearing sweatpants, so it's pretty easy for me to get them off without too much effort on your part. You barely have to pick up your bum. It takes you a minute before you realize that I've also taken your boxers. You're completely naked beneath me. Stop for a second. Relax, cowboy. You're gonna love it. I promise. Yes. Coconut oil. Told you so. You sink deeper into the couch and we're both looking forward to what's next. You know how fucking good this is about to feel. I really love that I can make you feel this way. With your cock in my hand, I slip the head in my mouth. Suck for just a moment. Swirl my tongue around the ridge. Kiss the tip. But it's not time for this just yet. I move on. I taste the pre-cum on my lips. Kiss along your thighs. When I reach your knees, I raise my hand and position your cock so I have better access to lick the length of your shaft. Take your balls into my mouth and I suck gently. You ready? Okay. I think you like how I rub the oil into my palms because you've started moaning and rocking your hips. Honestly, I'm not even sure you feel yourself doing it. Instinct is taking over. Stroking your cock, rotating my hand, making a swirling motion over the top of your head. On the way down, I keep my palm pressed firm against your shaft. And I stroke up and down. Up and down. The oil's slick, but it's not slippery. It's like it was made to do exactly this. Maybe it was. I'm ready to take you in my mouth now, but before I do, I apply just a little more oil onto my thumb and forefinger. Shape them in a ring just below the ridge of your head. Lower my lips until they're pressed firmly against my hand. It's going to allow me to extend the sensations further to the length of your cock with each move I make. The entire length of you at first. Mimic the act of swallowing as my tongue presses your shaft into the roof of my mouth. You have no idea what I'm doing, but you don't care. All you know is your cock feels like it's being sucked into a tight cavern that it's only just able to fit through. And it feels amazing. I know you like that I've taken my time, but you sigh with relief as I start to bob my head up and down. Sucking and stroking. Stroking and sucking. Up and down. Yeah, I know you're gonna come. It's kind of the point. Yes, I'm aware you'll come in my mouth if I don't stop. I'm not stopping. You're almost there, I can feel it. Suck and stroke. Stroke and suck. I glance up and I give you silent permission to come. And you do. You can't help but bring your hands to the back of my head, grasping furiously for something to hold on to. Just then, your body stiffens and you explode, everything you have releasing into the back of my throat. I suck gently until I feel your entire body relax and you're soft in my mouth. I drag my lips down the length of your shaft one last time. We both stay silent while you catch your breath. Final kiss on your inner thigh. And I raise myself from the floor. I'm wrapping my legs and arms around you. Nuzzle into your neck. How about now? Feel better? Good. Now let's watch those dragons frolic in the snow and kill people.